Good. Okay, Tony. Maureen there. Let's make a start. Opening with the Communications Committee. I note that Councillor Laws isn't here, but I'm sure he will be shortly. Are there any apologies? Nope. No leave of absence. In attendance, we have a great turnout of the comms team with Lisa and Eleanor at the end of the table. And over there, we've got Bex and Lucy and Shade. So welcome to all of you. I'll confirm the agenda unless anybody's got some brilliant suggestions for additions. No? No conflicts of interest. There's no public forum. There's no... we had the presentation yesterday in anticipation of our meeting this morning. So I'll go straight to the minutes of our last meeting, which are attached, and I'll move that they be accepted and confirmed. Thank you, Councillor Hope, for seconding that. Those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. The actions, I note that the, I think that's probably old news about the matter that Ella rose some time ago about the ability to search the website for individual parts of reports. No comment on that? Okay, on to paper 10.1, the Eco Fund review, which we've given serious consideration to yesterday in the form of a workshop, and we now have a set of recommendations on page 5, which I'd be happy to work through, if that suits you. But if anybody's had any thoughts overnight about our discussion yesterday and wants to add to it or ask any additional questions about the fund, I'm happy to hear that too. All right, let's make a move on the recommendations 1 to 9. Do you want to take them as a whole or take them one by one? Okay, thanks, Ella. Let's take the first one, moving from 3 rounds per year to 2 for the reasons we discussed yesterday. Yes, Councillor Robertson.
I move.
I'll second.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Scott. Moved and seconded. Those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against? Thank you. Now, this next one gives the Chief Executive the authority or the delegation to appoint the October Councillor Decision Panel, eminently sensible. There is no other way that I can think of that would you do that, because who knows who will be here. I'll move that from the Chair. Is there a seconder? Thanks, Councillor Hope. Those in favour, aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. Next, to keep the current funding level of 250. Is everybody comfortable with that? Move, Councillor Noon. Second to Councillor Woodhead.
Yes, I am, Mr. Chairman. And in the meantime, we have discussed this would be looked at by a future council as they build up to the LTP. So
correct.
That's the appropriate time to deal
exactly.
with that.
Yeah, that's good.
I just wanted to say as well that this has been way more successful than I think we ever envisaged, given that there are other funds as well around.
Yeah.
But we've had some really high quality applicants, and we've managed to award all the money.
Yeah.
And fantastic, and well done to the team involved in
yeah.
that as well. That doesn't just happen. We've marketed it really well. And to the community as well. There's some fantastic work going on out there, and I think we can all recognise that there is more demand, and there is community out there doing projects that are worthy of investment. However, I think, as I spoke about previously, the council's gearing up to make some really important decisions about prioritising which areas we do invest in. So while we probably all like to extend, you know, how much we're investing, some of us would anyway, at this stage I think $250,000 contestable. And then us to have a really good look as we're looking at the moment, looking at biodiversity across the region and looking at what our priorities are, and also biosecurity as well. A strategy will be developed and investing in pest management as well. So the timing's right to stick with contestable 250 in the future. Could be a different decision.
I agree with absolutely every word you said. Thanks, Councillor Robertson. Councillor Lawton.
I have made the point a few times before, but just to also highlight, we have given out some larger chunks of money to some organisations. And for me, I think that's important that there's those strategic partners that we work with, but they're quite different beasts to the really grassroots groups who are out there doing hands on ground. And particularly with the likes of catchment groups, and I think our increased, hopefully, participation and partnership with those groups, we're going to need to, you know, along the lines of what Gretchen was saying, identify those more strategic partners as opposed to, you know, helping the one-offs, which are also incredibly important, but come in a different sort of discussion, partnership, support, outcomes that we're aiming for. So I look forward to looking at how that particular chunk of money is best used and then how we, I guess, invest in our community to give us the best return on investment.
All good wise stuff too. Councillor Hope.
Thank you. I just wanted to echo what Councillor Robertson and Councillor Lawton have said. We've also been really fortunate that we do have a great comms team, and also we've got good field staff that are always out there.
Yep.
You go to a catchment day, they're saying, look, if you want to do this, great, apply for the fund, take your community along the journey, what's the school going to get involved, and everybody starts talking.
Yep.
We saw that again at the ladies' night at Clinton. It was brought up again. It's great. It's doing well. Well done.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the work of the liaison staff there, because they are essential conduits to get people aware of the Eco Fund and competing for it. Any other comments on the funding? It was moved, Noon, seconded, Scott. I'll put that, those in favour, aye.
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 Against, carried. Approves the holding of annual functions. That's the idea of having a function here in Dunedin, another one in Cromwell, to acknowledge and to elevate the public awareness of all the good stuff that groups are doing. Councillor Bell.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, but what I would like perhaps the council consider in the future, maybe if council was holding a meeting in Oamaru or in Balclutha or wherever, that we actually combine it into those areas, because having it at Cromwell, for argument's sake, all the time doesn't, perhaps it divorces those other areas also. It's an opportunity where full council would be there to be able to also incorporate that. So that's just a consideration, I think, that should be looked at.
Yeah, that's true, and I have noted over the three Eco Fund rounds so far that North Otago has not been a strong participant. So actually, that's a good idea.
So I'll move in that direction with that consideration.
All right, so how would that look? It would be that hold annual function of successful applicants.
In consideration be given, however,
to
it can pan out.
Locations around the region.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure that Liz will have noted the essence of what you've just said. Okay, good. Has that been moved and seconded?
I've lost
track.
I'll second that.
I'll move.
Oh, good. Thanks, Graham. And it's seconded, Brian. I think I saw a hand wave. Thanks, Al. In favour, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Against, carried. Approve the fund's purposes outlined in discussion point 18. We looked at that in some detail yesterday. How about we take the rest in the form of one motion? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Unless anybody wants to take those separately.
So moved.
Thanks, Councillor Brown. Seconded, Councillor Noon. In favour, say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. Thank you all very much for the work you did yesterday on that, and in working through that again today. I think that's very satisfactory indeed. And I'd just like to finish that discussion by acknowledging once again the work particularly of Shade Bain, who has been the stalwart who's kept this thing going right through the three rounds so far, and has largely carried out the review which has taken us to the point we're at this morning. So thanks, Shade. You've done a terrific job there.
And yourself, Michael, for the work that you've done.
Absolutely minor compared with Shade. and Lisa for that matter too. But thanks, Brian, I acknowledge that, and it's one of those things that I have and really, really enjoyed being involved with. Right, let's move on to the governance report from the General Manager, Sally. I like this report because it covers an awful lot of things, and it's all positive and it's all pithy. It's not expensive and wordy. So let's have a look at what Sally is reporting on. There's the annual plan as of 1st of July, noting the election social media campaign is put together. My Little Local, I'm impressed with that. I've got that on my phone, have had it for quite some time, and it's really good. And I love the fact that your public transport information is boom, 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 and you've got it there. I was down watching my grandchildren play rugby at the stadium the other day. Thought, I'll get a bus home. Three clicks on My Little Local, it told me how I was going to get from the stadium to Signal Hill. Bang, there it was. It's such a good app to have. And I'm so glad that whoever it was, whether it was Julian or you guys in the comms team who linked us onto My Little Local, excellent move. Great for the public transport in the city. And I see Queenstown has got a similar procedure going as well. There'll be a bus tracking in Queenstown. There it is, item six. Comms plan for deemed permits is being implemented. Stop me if anybody wants to ask any questions of the team or make any comment. There's the clean air campaign continues, and then business as usual on the Leith. Yeah, are you connecting to Dunedin? That's true. We're video to promote active travel and public transport. Tell us more about that. Who's looking after that project?
We have a comms advisor, Fred, who's not on here today, who manages all of the public transport comms, and she's the one who was responsible for organising the My Little Local app. And she's also a member of Connecting Dunedin, which is a collaboration between DCC, ORC and NZTA. Yeah. And they filmed in the weekend, it's still, I guess, in production stages at the moment, a short video on how to mount your bike onto a bus. So there's a lot of, I guess, things like that are ongoing. Did I mention it was done by the Polytech? Can't remember if I mentioned that or not. So the Polytech is doing that for free for us as part of their student studies, which is, again, a nice little collaboration. And there'll be a number of upcoming things as well through that Connecting Dunedin partnership. Yeah.
That's really good. Trevor and I are on that committee, which meets next week, I think, Trevor, is that right? Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what comes up there. Brilliant. Didn't know about that. Thank you. And the column Central Otago News about sediment best practice, update on the pest plan review. Okay, and then there's that section on upcoming comms engagement activity, water, and the Arrow Cadrona, Manuhira Kia. Anybody want to ask any questions or make any comments about any of those bullet points under number 10? Councillor Scott.
Yeah, just in terms of upcoming communication and events, how are we going in terms of updating the governance calendar, the staff calendar about upcoming events? Or, I mean, we're obviously moving into an election time, so maybe it's not appropriate, but it just we had a bit of a push on this about, you know, the director stood up and said they're going to do this and do that. Well, I haven't seen any evidence of it, you know, like it's just so important even in the next term that governance gets out and about when there's meetings where the community is involved. I can't see any reason that governance aren't told about it so they can attend these events, and we keep criticising ourselves that we're not getting out and about enough. Well, we're not helping ourselves. We don't have the systems.
We seem to have, you know, we had two or three pages every 6 weeks on what was coming up.
Am I missing something?
No, you're not. I'm just agreeing with you that we had a good splurge on that for a while and it died.
It would be good to get an update on
okay.
where that's at.
Councillor Robinson, were you going to...
Yeah, on the same thing. Maybe in the next triennium we could, I don't know, but the the system that we've got for our calendars, I don't think works for our organisation at the moment. I think we would all agree with that.
Yep.
Reliance on millions of little notes and then us clicking yes or no. Surely there has to be a better way of us being informed of all upcoming things in a calendar that's easy to see. Everything's there, whether we've... I agree with Councillor Scott that we could improve that system somehow.
Mrs. Gardner.
So I think I agree with you. One of the challenges has been just about... where governance has sat within the organisation, and what we have now, of course, is Amanda and her team added to the governance function. So I expect that you will see a number of improvements over time, and in fact, we're coming back to you for a workshop, which we'd like to do for close to the end of the year, asking you to help us debrief.
Right.
That's good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It'll be a challenge, Amanda. Councillor Hope.
Thank you. We used to have, it did work really well, didn't it? We used to have that back page, and it just used to have all the calendar dates of everything that was upcoming, and it was really easy to see. That's probably what we need to go back to. Just that simple, where you could look at it and go, yeah, that's right, that's something coming. And it just was listed, and it was... easy to follow, easy to understand, and
it needs to be live. It needs to be live.
Well, that's what you can do. Just put it on, shift it over, but the format.
No, that's where the system needs to do that automatically.
Yes.
Yep.
And regularly updated. So instead of looking at something that's fixed in time 4 weeks ago, it's this is what's happening tomorrow, and it's been postponed, or this is a new event come up, it's happening this week.
Really,
it needs to be live and current, and it, I think. We underestimate how much it could really assist our output from governance and staff working together.
Yep.
If I may, through the chair, did you all get the invites to the Lake Hayes events that I sent out?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Making sure they did arrive.
And I got an update of a reminder of the Cozy Homes meeting on Tuesday, and I completely forgot to go. God, I felt bad about that. Did anybody else go to the Cozy Homes update meeting? Yeah, I was sitting reading council papers, ironically.
Was that on our calendar?
It was. Yes. Yeah.
It was invited to
Tuesday at 10:30, I think it was.
But was it on our calendar?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know about that, but I got an email. I clicked on it saying, yes, I'll be there. Then I forgot. Unforgettable. I'll bump into Jordana one day and apologise. Anyway, it's good discussion. Thanks, Brian, Gretchen, Carmen. That was all good stuff. And I'm sure from what Sarah has said that we'll have a good workshop on how we want to do it in the next triennium, because we've certainly come and gone a bit on that issue. Pity Councillor Laws is not here, because it's an issue he was very vocal on 2.5 years ago too. Okay. Anything else on the director's report, including the customer experience strategy update?
Mr. Chairman, just wondering when, and this will have been written a week or 10 days ago, the communications plan with respect to the starting the additional route in Queenstown.
Yep.
Is that kicked off, or what's our time frame?
I don't know.
We're just waiting for, I guess, council approval on that one, but a lot of work has been done in the background, so once we've got the green light, then we can certainly start rolling things out.
Right. We were targeting September, I think, start date for the service. It's not a question for the comms, it's a question for people sitting behind me.
Gavin.
Mr. Chairman, we're still negotiating commercial terms with the operator. But in the meantime, the comms plan is being worked on. We can provide more update at Financing Corporate.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's all good. Is that the Lake Hayes Estate route?
Direct.
Yeah.
Link. Yes.
So. Very good. Okay. Do we need to receive that? Yes, we do. Would somebody move, please, that we receive that report?
Yep.
Thanks, Councillor Hope. Second to Councillor Neal. Any discussion? Those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against, carry. That's it. Thank you all very much. Another very good, positive and interesting Comms Committee report.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.